Srivias Mani, a devotee of the devotees. Srivias Mani, known to Sri Bhagavan's devotees as Mani Anna, passed away peacefully on July 19th at approximately 5 p.m. to rest at the feet of our master. Since arriving at the ashram in 1985 to assist in its day-to-day administration, Sri Mani greeted all visitors with a beaming smile, a warm, genuine welcome, and unending solicitude. We can never repay that gentle kindness that was showered upon us by Sri Mani, and we remember him as a shining example of one whose life, surrendered entirely to Sri Bhagavan, was given to the service of his master's devotees. Sri V. Subramanian, also known as Mani Anna to Sri Bhagavan's devotees, merged at the feet of his master on July 19th. He had been somewhat unwell for the preceding 2 weeks, but had returned to the ashram the previous day, resuming his work in the office with his usual enthusiasm. He experienced some mild chest discomfort on the morning of the 19th, but it was not concerning. However, at about 4:30 in the afternoon, he collapsed suddenly at his home, and shortly afterwards, he peacefully breathed his last. The news of his passing spread quickly among devotees. We could not believe that our friend, who always so warmly welcomed us to Sri Ramanashramam with his kind smile and loving concern, who, out of his immense love for our master, rendered selfless and sincere service to all devotees, was gone. Sri Bhagavan's nephew, T.N. Venkataraman, and his wife Nagalakshmi had 7 children. The third child, Sri Mani, was born in Tiruvannamalai on February 8, 1939. When the newborn child was brought in front of Sri Bhagavan himself chose the name Subramanian for the child. He had previously chosen the names for his 2 elder brothers, Sundaram and Ganesan. Ganesha's younger brother should be named Subramanian, Bhagavan said. From the recent issue of Sharanagati, the inspiring newsletter of Sri Ramanashramam, we read the following. Once, when Mani was about 9 years old, his 4th standard teacher wrote a 1-act play depicting Bhagavan's teaching, which the children performed in Bhagavan's presence. The performance concluded with a line spoken by the young Mani with his fist firmly placed at the center of his chest, in a gesture of defiance. I will strive and work hard for this noble cause till my last breath. A prophetic declaration for a young boy. Bhagavan turned his gaze to the child and smiled, and then to the devotees and family members he remarked, Mani, Maniyaga Pesarane, meaning Mani, Gem, is talking like a gem, Mani. V.S. Mani studied engineering and was posted to ACC Vickers Babcock Limited, Mumbai, where he eventually served as a deputy general manager. In 1969, he was married to Ramani, who had been fortunate to have Bhagavan's darshan in her girlhood. Making annual visits to the ashram, the couple set up house in Mumbai and played host to numerous ashram inmates and family members. In 1984, Mani Anna lost his mother, and a year later, at the age of 45, even though still having the responsibility of 2 young children, took a voluntary retirement in the midst of a prolonged illness. He settled permanently in Tiruvannamalai, and by Bhagavan's grace, recovered his health within months. Already trained and experienced in management, Mani Anna proved invaluable as an administrator and worked hard to assist his father and brother. 7 years later, his eldest brother, V.S. Ramanan, returned to the ashram to join his brothers in assisting their father. If, as a child, Mani had valiantly dedicated his life to Bhagavan, he now had the opportunity to live out his dedication by serving Bhagavan's devotees. Besides managerial adeptness, he demonstrated keen social skills, as well as a deep respect and tireless solicitude for devotees. He always made it a point to see that guests felt welcome and went the extra mile to maintain contact with them when they were away or when aged and for health reasons were unable to come to the ashram. When devotees left this world, he stood by them by making sure that the moksha deepam lamp in their honor had been lit at Bhagavan Samadhi. He oversaw more than 100 obituaries of deceased devotees for ashram publications, as it was his firm conviction that the living should remember and honor the lives of those who had dedicated their lives to Bhagavan. Though Maniyanna took his service in the ashram seriously, he carried it out with a lightheartedness and ease, bearing hardship with poise and perseverance. Preserving the ashram heritage for future generations. Sri Mani was instrumental in the initiative to preserve for future generations the sacred heritage of the ashram. He secured the safeguarding of the photographic negatives, video recordings, and writings of Sri Bhagavan by undertaking the construction of the ashram archives. It is by his diligence that we are able to view these irreplaceable treasures today. He also paid great attention to the upkeep and repair of holy sites, such as Bhagavan's place of birth in Tiruchuri and the Madurai Ramana Mandiram, plans to build new guest houses facilitating the visits of an ever-increasing number of devotees, came to fruition. In addition, reconstruction of the old hall, which resonates with Sri Bhagavan's presence, was supervised by Sri Mani. His love for the flora and fauna of the ashram was evident as he showed visiting devotees the surrounding gardens replete with more than 150 varieties of trees and plants. With a mother's touch, he nurtured the saplings and young plants and delighted as they grew into a habitat, welcoming an increasing number of bird species, as well as providing a playground and refuge for the ashram's peacocks. The inhabitants of the Goshala were also beneficiaries of Mani's tender care. Under his guidance, new Indian breeds of cows were introduced to the ashram. Sri Mani unhesitatingly encouraged those projects which enhanced and supported the ideals of Sri Ramanashramam. His support of these endeavors of Arunachala Ashrama is recalled by Jim Hartel. I am deeply grateful to him for the generous assistance he provided for projects Dennis Hartel and I conducted in coordination with Ramanashramam. Mani helped set up travel arrangements for filming and interviews with early devotees for the documentary The Sage of Arunachala in 1989. Mani also closed the new hall to visitors for 2 days in 1990 to allow Dennis and me to work undisturbed while making a mold from the statue of Bhagavan sculpted by Vaidyanatha Stapati. Both projects, the documentary The Sage of Arunachala and replicas of the statue, now installed in Arunachala Ashrama in both New York City and Clarence, Nova Scotia, would not have been possible without Mani Anna's help. When Mati and Dr. Palaniswami Ratinaswami began plans to construct a replica of the old hall in Tampa, Florida, It was money who supplied us with all the dimensions and images of architectural details of the old hall in Ramanashramam. From this, detailed drawings and schematics were developed to make the project a reality. An exact replica of the old hall now exists in Tampa, Florida, because of money's indispensable attention to detail and generous assistance. The contributions of this great devotee to Sri Bhagavan's ashram and to his devotees all over the world cannot be underestimated. Though that welcoming smile will no longer greet us as we enter that hallowed abode, the ideals embodied by Sri Mani will continue to inspire and encourage us all. Along with his beloved wife of 50 years, Srimati Ramani, who passed away in 2019, he taught us that service to the devotees of Sri Bhagavan is indeed service to Sri Bhagavan himself. He was indeed the votary of the votary of the votaries who are devoted to Sri Arunachala. Anbodan na mangil anbartham anbar kanbanaida varal Arunachala. Let me be the votary of the votaries of those who hear thy name with love, O Arunachala. From Aksharamanamale, verse 104. He is survived by his son Ramanan, daughter Shanti, son-in-law Bharat, and two grandchildren, Dhruv and Diya. Online memorial. On July 31st, there was an online satsang in honor of Sri Mani. This was led by Sri Mohan Ramaswamy, president of Arunachala Ashrama. After reading from talks with Sri Ramana Maharshi, Sri Mohan introduced devotees who shared their experiences of meeting Sri Mani. Devotees also chanted various sacred texts in honor of their friend. During the ceremony, a touching tribute was given to his father by Sri Mani's son, Sri Ramanan. Om Namo Bhagavate Sri Ramanaya. It is difficult for me to talk about my father, but I will attempt to say a few words at Mohan's request. The outpouring from devotees has been overwhelming. The love and devotion that they have expressed has been very moving. My father touched many lives, but never spoke about it. Now devotees are coming forth and sharing their stories on how he guided them, how he helped them, how he welcomed them and protected them. For me, Appa was more than a father. He was my mentor, guide, and for the last few years, he took on the role of my mother as well. He liked to lead by example and lived a disciplined life. Both he and my mother would rise early, have their tea, read from Bhagavan's Nanyar and other spiritual texts each morning. He would then do some exercise, bathe, and get to the ashram by 6:30 a.m. for the milk offering. Appa would have his breakfast in the ashram and then work until 12 p.m. and then return home for lunch. Appa and Amma would eat lunch together. Then he would rest for an hour and go back to the ashram by 2 p.m. In later years, he would go to the ashram by 3 p.m. He would be there until 8 p.m. and then return home for dinner. This was his routine, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. He rarely left Tiruvannamalai, and when he came over to be with Shanti or me, he would always hasten to get back. This persistent dedication to serving the ashram and the devotees was the very core of his being. A day before he left the body, he had gone to the ashram and spent the morning there. He hadn't been to the ashram a few days prior to that. During our daily telephone conversation, he shared that his visit to the ashram that morning was extremely heartwarming and satisfying. He told me, Ramanan, romba triptiya irindadu. Ramanan, it was very satisfying. I could feel it in his voice. It was full of love and compassion. When my parents visited me in the U.S., they loved to visit the Redwoods. It was a pilgrimage, and we would go and spend an afternoon with these giants. During the weekdays, the forest is almost deserted, and many a time we would find ourselves quite alone. We would sit and meditate, do parayanam, take a walk, and return. They loved being in the presence of these ancient trees that are thousands of years old. It was always the highlight of the trip. During their first visit to the U.S., we visited New York and stayed at the ashram. Dennis was a gracious host. Along with Dennis, we drove up to Niagara. En route, we spent the night with Jim, Dennis's brother, and Fran, Jim's wife, at their home in Franklin, and then stayed with Professor Ram Desai in Buffalo. While my parents proceeded to Toronto to meet the Shastris, I stayed back to stay with Dennis at his parents' house in Tonawanda. Everyone we met and spent time with treated us like a member of their family. While the gatherings were simple, the heart connections ran deep. Appa seemed to naturally make this deep heart connection with devotees from all over the world and from all walks of life. When they visited me in California, there was so much warmth and happiness and joy that they shared with the devotees. During the last three trips to California, we always spent a weekend with Joan and Matthew Greenblatt. The meetings were so joyful and happy. They would often reminisce about the early days of Arunachala Ashram and the Nova Scotia Ashram and share stories about the old devotees. We will miss our father dearly, but take great solace that he was doing something that he loved until the very end, which is to serve the ashram and the devotees. It was an exemplary life of great beauty and dedication. Thank you. Om Namo Bhagavate Sri Ramanaya. We next see a picture of Sri Mani standing next to Bhagavan on Arunachala. Sri T. N. Venkataraman and children, left to right, front row, Ganeshan, Mani, Lakshmi, and Sundaram. The taller girl in the photo is Ramani, their cousin, while attendant Rangaswami is seen in the background. The program concluded with a talk by Dr. Anand Ramanan, president of Sri Ramanashramam, who reminded us that the highest tribute that we can pay to Sri Mani is to consecrate our lives to Sri Bhagavan's teachings and to attain self-realization. The memorial program in its entirety can be viewed on Arunachala Ashram's YouTube channel. Om Namo Bhagavate Sri Ramanaya.